You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Have you seen some really weird-looking abdomens over the course of your lifetime, and you really didn't know what may have gone on with that person's abdomen or belly button area? Well, I can tell you that most likely they had some sort of a cosmetic procedure that has been termed either a tummy tuck, an abdominoplasty, a mini tummy tuck. There's a lot of different names to go after what you can do to try to get rid of the extra amount of skin that may have developed over the course of time. Stretch marks, fat in the area of your abdomen. And you know, after pregnancies, after weight gain and then weight loss and all those other things, a lot of things can happen to your midsection that does require some attention. But here's the thing. Over the course of years, the procedure that we all know as a tummy tuck or an abdominoplasty has really changed. It's morphed into so many different ways of being able to achieve unbelievable, elegant results that I really wanted to make sure you know everything that there is to know about that procedure, because I can tell you, it is one of the most popular procedures that plastic surgeons do. And I can tell you right now that most plastic surgeons will definitely want to make sure that you're finished having children and that you're at a weight that is reasonable for you to maintain. And what I mean by that is, if you're still planning on losing 20, 30 pounds, you probably don't want to do the abdominoplasty or the tummy tuck until you've lost the amount of weight that you feel comfortable losing. If you're going to try to get emaciated and very, very, very thin, that's also not a realistic weight either. So I would say most plastic surgeons are of the mindset like I am that you really want to do a procedure like that when you're at a weight that you know that you can maintain over the course of time, because that'll be the best way for you to get a very realistic look at the way you're going to live after all that extra skin and fat and things like that are removed. So for everyone listening, let's get all our terms kind of figured out. When we're talking about a tummy tuck or an abdominoplasty, what we're really talking about is addressing a few things on the abdomen. Number one would be the excess amount of skin. Number two would be the excess amount of fat that's underneath the skin that rests on top of the muscles. And the third thing that we could address is the muscle itself. Because over the course of time, especially with multiple pregnancies, that abdominal wall musculature, that abdominal wall that usually holds in and holds back all your innards, most likely has weakened over time. So again, addressing those three areas of the abdomen, or the three areas of concern, are the skin, the fat, and the muscle. Now, many of you may be thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute. I do a million crunches a day. My abdomen is as flat as a board. I'm like a marathon runner, but I just have all this extra skin that's hanging because I've lost a lot of body fat from exercising and from just, you know, aging and, you know, getting into better shape. I hear you. And I have a lot of patients that are exactly like you. In that case, we really don't have to do the two items that I just listed. We could just go after getting rid of the extra skin. What if you're the person that has the tightest abdomen in the world, but you just have pads of fat that are between that really tight skin and your really in shape muscle. Well, in that case, if I'm speaking to you, that's probably going to be liposculpting and liposuctioning alone. And what I mean by that is because your skin laxity is not an issue, and because your abdominal wall is really nice and tight, the only thing that's in between those two layers is really that fat pad. And I can sculpt that away basically just with liposuctioning. So that's not even really in the category of what we would call a tummy tuck or an abdominoplasty. And the third person, or the third, you know, item on that list is, what if you don't have a lot of loose skin? What if you don't have a lot of fat, but you've had multiple pregnancies and your abdominal wall has really taken a beating and now it's just weak and you really could use some repair? Again, we can basically just go after repairing the abdominal wall musculature. We would have to make an incision kind of where a C-section scar would be, but we can, again, just address one of those three items that I mentioned. So that's really the beauty of the whole idea of an abdominoplasty in the year 2021. Is that it can be done basically just depending on what the items are that are causing you to have concern. So now, once we have these names and the nomenclature down, let me go over a couple of procedures. As I mentioned before, one can be just considered liposuctioning with liposculpting of the abdomen love handle region. Very, very small openings would need to be placed in very hidden locations, and we would liposculpt the abdomen. We even do things that we call abdominal etching, where someone that really has such a minute amount of fat but really wants to expose more of their six-pack, we can even delve into doing that in a more refined fashion. Number two on that list is a mini tummy tuck. Now, that's become one of the procedures that I can tell you has risen in popularity because of the technology that's available nowadays. And let me get into this a little bit, because I may be speaking exactly to you for what this procedure does. Many of you that have had some pregnancies have a little bit of a bulge from your pubic area up to your belly button. And that bulge could be a combination of one of three things again. That area could have just a pad of fat that's just resistant to diet and exercise. And many times that's because of a C-section that may have been performed in that suprapubic location. It could also be because the muscle there has weakened a little bit. And you may also have a little bit of skin laxity there. So we could do a mini abdominoplasty or a mini tummy tuck where we make a smaller incision, again, right below where your C-section scar would be. And if you don't have a C-section scar, that's fine too. But a lot of people really have a concern basically from the belly button down. From the belly button up, everything is flat, everything's good, there's no problems. It's just from the belly button down, there's this bulge. And that's where this mini tummy tuck can come into play. And it's become very, very popular because through a very small incision, liposuctioning can be performed to get rid of all the fat that's there. Through that small incision, because we really only have to go up to where the belly button begins, we can repair the muscle that may have weakened over time. And then the excess amount of skin can be pulled downward and we trim off any of that laxity that may be, again, between that belly button and your suprapubic area. So that would be what we would call a mini tummy tuck. Now, the full tummy tuck with liposuctioning is generally a procedure that I would say when you normally think of someone that needs a tummy tuck And I would envision this, and I'm sure when you're thinking about it, it is the person that probably has some skin laxity, has some fat maybe on the love handle area and around their torso, and also just has some skin laxity in general with some muscle, you know, bulging potential. In that particular case, that operation is going to be what we would consider that full tummy tuck. And again, as you can imagine, that operation is going to take a little bit longer to do. Your recovery is going to be a little longer. And it literally makes your abdominal wall look totally different, brand new. And because we're incorporating the liposuctioning, your torso is also going to be made much more svelte, much more curved. And I think that's what a lot of people think about when they're thinking about nowadays the new, or as I said before, not your mother's tummy tuck, because we're really incorporating a good amount of body sculpting at the same time. Now, one other thing that I want to make sure that you know about is that all of these procedures do not have to be done simultaneously, which is a very interesting thing. We have patients that really would love to see what their abdomen would look like and their torso would look like just by getting rid of all the extra fat that's there. Because we're using all these newfangled heated energy things during liposuctioning, a good amount of that skin's going to shrink down and get tighter anyway. So when you come in for your consultation, one of the things that we really want to address is how much skin laxity is there really? How much muscle weakness or laxity of muscle is there? And how much extra skin is there? And based on that, we can design a tummy tuck type of a procedure that is very customized just for you. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.